Budgets are getting cut everywhere, but Congress is still handing out money for the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. People who are working on cleaning up the Great Lakes got some good news this week. After months of negotiations, the 2012 federal budget contains $300 million for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. That money will be used to clean up pollution, deal with invasive species, and restore wildlife habitat. A lot of these projects are already underway. Jeff Skelding is the campaign director for the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition. He says in a time when many budgets are getting slashed, funding for Great Lakes cleanup will remain steady.
We have pretty much full support from both Republicans and Democrats in the Great Lakes Congressional Delegation. I mean, they see the wisdom of infusing federal funding into the region, not only to clean up the lakes, which of course is very important, but an ancillary benefit we get from that is the economic benefits of investing these funds.
The budget also includes more than $500 million to help Great Lakes states upgrade their aging sewer systems. When it rains, the sewers often get overloaded, and raw sewage can wash up on beaches. This is the Environment Report. There's that long-running debate about which kind of Christmas tree is greener, real or artificial. We sent reporter Jennifer Guerra to find out.
Lauren Northrup and her husband Tom are big fans of Christmas.
We love celebrating it. I love decorating. But we always had this dilemma, you know, what do we do about a tree?
They didn't want a plastic tree because it's, well, plastic. And they didn't like the idea of bringing a live cut tree into their house only to have it die and then drag it out to the curb to be recycled. So they skipped the Christmas tree thing altogether for the last 4 years. But when their son was born, they decided they had to have one. So they bought a live tree with roots intact. That way they can plant it in their backyard when Christmas is done.
I was planning to actually keep the tree inside until December 25th so that we could decorate it and put lights on it. When we went to buy it, they said, if you do that, it probably won't survive.
Instead, they have to keep it outside until the very last minute, bring it in Christmas Eve, decorate it really fast, and then put it back outside the next day. That's probably way too much hassle for a lot of people. So some opt for real cut trees. Pat Farah would love to have a real cut Christmas tree in her house.
But I'm very afraid of them. I had a friend of mine, and her father was home, and he was sleeping on the couch. And what woke him up was the sound of the tree just going whoosh.
Apparently, the TV shorted, ignited the tree caught on fire, and the dad just made it out of the house.
Well, yeah, if you're not careful, that's certainly a real tree is a hell of a fire hazard.
That's Bob Shilgen. He writes an environmental advice column for the Sierra Club called Hey, Mr. Green. So I called him up and asked him, Hey, Mr. Green, which is more environmentally friendly? Why don't we tackle one at a time? Let's go with plastic trees. What do you think about those?
Well, I don't think they're environmentally friendly. They're made out of materials that use petrochemicals and metals and so forth. They get eventually tossed in the landfill. They can't be recycled.
So plastic is out. Shilgen does like the idea of live bulb trees, but their survival rate once you plant them in the ground isn't that great. So he says, aside from the fire hazard mentioned, real cut trees are a much greener option than plastic. With a real tree, you're using a renewable resource. The trees are raised on tree farms, so you're not contributing to any deforestation, and they're completely recyclable. Shilgen says some farmers do use pesticides on their trees, so if you're concerned about that, you should look for local organic trees. For the Environment Report, I'm Jennifer Guerra.
And that's the Environment Report. Happy holidays. I'm Rebecca Williams.